I'm driving in my car. I turn on the radio.
How about you let me drive?
Oh, no.
Who's gonna drive you home?
Honey, please, I'll do the driving.
Drive on.
Excuse me, I wanna drive.
Just drive, baby.
It's the question that drives us.
This is the Drive to the Close.
That funky music will drive us till the dawn.
On Bloomberg Radio.
And it's time for the Drive to the Close. Jim Russell with us, Principal and Portfolio Manager for Ball and Gaynor, looking after more than $36 billion for clients. Joining us on the phone from Cincinnati, Happy New Year, Jim.
Happy New Year to you, Jason.
All right, so how happy is it for investors, at least in the short term, geopolitics really raising its head here? Market feels okay with that for the moment, but what do you make of it?
It's a great question. We do think that the market was maybe poised for a pause right here at the first few trading days of 2020. We had over 9% increase in the fourth quarter with a fair amount of momentum over the last 2 months of the year. We thought that perhaps some consolidation, some weakness for a few weeks was probably in the cards. Certainly, we did not foresee military action in the Middle East. I think that gives investors an excuse to perhaps pull back just a little bit. We did think the sentiment as we hit 12/31/19 was beginning to be a little bit too frothy, and we're almost glad to see just a little bit of a pullback. We think it's the pause that refreshes.
Okay, so we're just talking about levels here, right? And valuation.
Right.
So we just want to, you're saying fundamentals still look good for 2020?
I think they look reasonably good. I think they look good enough. Carol, I think that, frankly, 92% of last year's S&P 500 ascent was due to PE expansion. Only 8% was due to earnings gains. And so we really saw a major revaluation of stocks last year with the Fed acting three times, with inflation being low, with interest rates being well-behaved. So we do think that earnings are going to come back into the picture this year. We can see a scenario this year that PEs either maintain kind of this 19 times trailing, 18 times forward types of level, or contract just a little bit. We are looking for modest gains. We're not looking for anything gangbusters in 2020.
And so where do you look to put money from a sector perspective here, Jim, in this type of market that's a little bit uncertain, but not a defensive market, it sounds like?
Right. We are equity income growth investors, and so we do seek rising dividend streams in the companies that we position our investors in. We do feel that the financials have a very good profile in terms of income growth, as many of the larger cap banks are overcapitalized. We think many of the industrial names are also perhaps well-positioned in a weaker macro environment that we see. So selectivity is absolutely key with the markets, again, being at these high PE levels. So it is a little bit of a stock picker's market. I think broad themes and broad sector positioning is going to be difficult to come by, because we do think that even within a sector, there will be a fair amount of disparity between winners and losers.
Where don't you want to be in 2020?
That's a great question, too, Carol. That's probably as important, if not more important, the question. We can see a scenario this year that inflation rises just a little bit, especially if oil stays, let's just say, at an elevated level. Wages are on the move just a little bit. I think the Fed wants to see a higher inflation rate. So we think interest rates perhaps start to move a little bit higher here. We think the bond proxies of the utilities, broadly speaking, the REITs, broadly speaking, selected staples companies, broadly speaking, with the high yields attached to them, where people were hiding from geopolitical mainly domestic uncertainty last year, other, you know, China trade uncertainty, et cetera. We think those will be the places that perhaps perhaps move a little bit lower this year as investors seek things other than yield. And in a higher interest rate environment, bond proxies simply do not trade well.
And as you think about geopolitics, you know, as you mentioned, this was not necessarily the threat that most people were thinking about. Are there other things in the world you worry about?
There's always a number of things to worry about. I think earnings growth will be, again, modest, call it 5%, 6%, 7%. You know, what if the China deal becomes unwound, or we find ourselves perhaps in a political, economic, or geopolitical situation with China? I think you cannot overlook North Korea. I don't think that you can overlook borderline recessionary conditions in Europe. Certainly, the impeachment and 2020 election looms large in terms of event risk this year. So I think there's a number of things, maybe not quite as dramatic as the wall of worry as we were to sit here on the 7th of January of 2018. Maybe not that dramatic, but there are always things to be concerned with. And there's always unknown unknowns. There will be new things that we're not even aware of that will surface as market issues as we roll through 2020. So we do think it's a little bit more of a defensive market, and we think that income from the equity markets will matter in terms of figuring in the total return.
Hey, Jim, just got about a minute left here. Speaking of income and income inequalities in particular, right, which has mm-hmm. been certainly a big topic of the last couple of years, and rightfully so, mm-hmm. when you look at mm-hmm. you know, the top few percent getting wealthier, and then many Americans still struggling despite labor statistics that talk about a tight labor market. You work with, you know, high net worth individuals, and I'm just curious, you know, what they feel is, you know, their responsibility to making things perhaps more equal around the world. Just got about 40 seconds here.
Yeah, Carol, those are just great questions as a human being. And I would tell you that many of our clients are concerned about some of those trends that you'd mentioned and articulated so clearly. Tax reform, certainly greater charitable donations, other social causes. Many of our clients are deeply ingrained emotionally and financially in trying to help right that ship. So I would say that people are not just standing by, but being active in the political process, as well as donating and volunteering as needs arise here in the Cincinnati area, and I think right. more generally.
All right. We're going to leave it there. Jim Russell, Principal Portfolio Manager, Paul and Gaynor, thank you so much. You joined us on the phone from Cincinnati.